There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
I am so used to it. Welcome to my podcast. So
all the time.
Okay, I've got a live wire in, I would say studio, but it is in fact my living room today. So for those of you who are new to my podcast, welcome back. This is Attraction HQ and my name is Hayley Quinn. I am, I guess, a sometime dating and love expert, sometime TED speaker, sometime YouTuber. I do love to talk about love, sex and dating, but you know what? I talk about the real stuff. So what you will not hear on here is just stupid advice on this is the one text message that you can send that will win that girl back, stuff that. We're going to actually talk about stuff that really will change your life. So we work here on principles, not on like dodgy, scammy lines and techniques that don't help anyone, because I believe, and this is the truth, I genuinely believe that if you're listening to this, you're engaged, you're interesting, women are going to want to meet you. If something isn't working out, this is going to be a communication thing. This is going to be something in your mindset. And that is my duty to fix that up for you. So before I came here on this podcast, you might know that I worked as a ghostwriter for many of the famous pickup artists that are in the world. Then I was a dating coach for many years and helped thousands of men to approach women. I also work with women as well. So I've got a pretty good insight in terms of what women are thinking and feeling. And now really I've gone renegade on the whole thing and I'm trying to teach just awesome life hacks and principles to get into the zone I call real love, which is all about you owning who you are, owning your identity, and through that, becoming amazingly sexy to women. So that is my thing. And today I have a little topic every week for the show. And the one this week, which sounds good, is sirens, not like police sirens, like walking down a street and there's a siren. Like siren is in like Marilyn Monroe, like Cleopatra. Like the siren is a seductive archetype figure. What that means is it's a way that women particularly become particularly seductive and arousing to men. And one of the roles that really gets guys going, or so I've heard, is that of the siren. Now, the siren, how do we describe this? She's a woman who really embodies sexuality. She owns her sexuality. She walks into a room and she does what the other women don't dare to do, is that she wears her sexuality. And it doesn't mean that she, you know, necessarily is wearing the least clothing. It just means that she's so secure in her sexual presence that it radiates off of her. Often she is a little theatrical and there's an element of performance, and being with her is like the most utter escapism, because when you're with her, it's just a pleasure. So what I wanted to talk about is, I thought really what would be cool, and obviously the siren, by the way, is a seductive archetype that I have stolen from Robert Greene's book Seduction. Really well worth a read if you guys want to add something to your reading list. So today I thought I'd bring in a real life siren, because you've had a few miserable podcasts recently where I've just been monologuing to myself. So I thought I'll spice things up and get a sexy babe in the studio. And my studio sexy babe of the day is a lovely lady called...
Martina. Hello.
Oh my gosh. Even though Martina and I have been friends for some time, I'm like, oh, she's flirting at me and she's giving me that look. So, Martina, can you tell the guys that are listening a little bit about who you are and what you do?
So, first of all, I am a siren. I was born a siren. It's always been in me. I am an artist. I am just a free spirit. I am a dancer. I work as a dancer at the moment. And I just love to travel and enjoy life.
Right. So Martina was originally born in the Czech Republic, in the woods.
Literally.
And then somehow ended up in Australia. Then somehow ended up getting married to an artist from Lebanon. Then somehow traveled the world having love affairs in Bali and California. And then somehow ended up back in London, where she is a dancer and she's totally brilliant. I actually met her...
As a dancer, I went.
And I think I flirted with her. And one of the reasons I flirted with Martina is because basically she just stood out from everybody else that was in there. It was like she was doing her own thing. She wasn't conforming to how everybody else looked or presented themselves. She was really doing her. And I clocked that and I was like, okay, this is someone who's a real individual. Since then, Martina and I have had some relatively debauched nights out, but she's also been an extremely good, loyal, straight up friend. And all the time I've seen how people, well, guys, let's be honest, react to her sexual presence and what she exudes. So I want to pick her brains because if you can imagine, Martina probably, whether it's through her work or just her everyday life, because she's a sexy, sexy, sexy woman, she has many, 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 many men. Like that's, you know, part of her job is to charm and to entertain. And she lives that in all areas of her life. So with a woman who's got so much male attention all the time, what kind of is a no-no for her? What kind of traps do guys fall into because they just fall for her on the spot because of her siren disposition? And what can you do as a man to stand out in the crowd? And I don't even like that phrasing, by the way, because I think if you're doing you properly, there isn't a crowd, there's just you. So over to Martina, quick question to begin with then. Is there something, do you find that because of the persona and because of who you are and what you're about and your sexuality, do you find that guys often think that they have more of a connection to you than they actually do?
I think that it's not because of my sexuality. I think that it's because I am a very easygoing person in general and I have the ability to make people feel really comfortable in my presence. I'm very open-minded and I just like to talk on any topics. So
how would you say you're different then to other sort of dancers or the other people?
I'm just myself. I'm confident in who I am. I know myself really well. I feel that I know my values. And I just like to play. I don't take life too seriously. I like to play. I like to flirt.
So this is the natural. This is the siren. It's like playful flirtation, spontaneity.
And confidence.
And so like, when a guy is in that presence, it's immediate like, ooh, sexuality attraction. And attraction.
Yeah, definitely.
So if a guy is speaking to you, are there some things that he would do inadvertently, maybe, that would make you think, no, no, no? Or is there anything that you're wary of or that repels you?
I think that I can tell very easily when a man gets intimidated by me, and that is a turnoff. I think that what I am attracted to in men is when they're confident in who they are and when they're strong.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have to be that they're like picture perfect, right? In terms of how they present themselves and like model good looks and super clean cut.
No, they have to be who they are. They have to know who they are and they have to be confident in it. They don't have to be the most, you know, attractive man in the world, but just have a bit of a spark, and intelligence is very, very important. Obviously, I will never respond to a guy, you know, just saying the the usual quotes that you read in a magazine, like how should you approach a woman. He just has to be genuine, you know?
Authenticity.
Yeah.
I think you can't really... there's something about being authentic. And I think as anyone, not just as a guy, I think like women should be authentic too, you know?
Everybody should be authentic.
Yeah. It's true, but it's like you usually think, oh, that's what an attractive man should be. And I was like, no, that's what an attractive person should be, authentic. And I think recently we were just having like a little girl gossip before we started podcasting. Not a little girl gossip, but like the podcast got pushed way back because we were like jumping around the flat. And it was discussing, you know, our various love interests in our lives. And I think that what you could say about those guys who shall remain unnamed is that they've got the authenticity where they are. Here's another word I like, unapologetic. About who they are. And sometimes that can be infuriating, and at other times that's extremely attractive. Like the best, like for instance, if a woman is saying, you're flirting with me, the best response is you could just say, yes, I am. Of course I am. You're really sexy or you're hot. And just say it deadpan, like it doesn't matter. And actually when you say that and you take ownership of what you're thinking and feeling, what you find is really that people don't have anything to throw at you. Like there's no room for them to move after that. And it's the way that actually, if you are so consolidated in who you are, it makes you really attractive. Like I see guys a lot of the time and I don't know, you know, maybe on my YouTube channel or something, I'll get some funky comments like, oh, you know, if I met Hayley, I would seduce her with using the this, this, and this. And I'm like, as soon as someone says that, I'm like, you are performing, not even exactly. For me, not even for the not even for yourself, but for everybody else's approval. It's so transparent and really not cool. And in fact, it's the lack of performance which is often really seductive. And I think sometimes as well, and I seem to tell me if I'm wrong here, that because we are more feminine, and that femininity is like, you know, play, expression, fluidity, a little bit all over the place, then...
I think that it's really attractive for a man to be able to be in the moment and have that fun conversation and be able to bounce off your... of you, you know, of your own comments, be able to flirt and just be relaxed.
Yeah. Can you remember anything that somebody said to you recently that was attractive? Otherwise, I'm going to have to share my dodgy anecdote here.
I get so many funny comments and labels from people that make me laugh. Let me think. You can share
yours. I'll share mine. Okay, so get this. I was on a date with a guy and I cried. Let's start there. It's like, I made a conscious decision a while ago. I was like, that's it. If I'm going to meet somebody that's going to be a good partner to me in the future and who's going to embrace me, I'm going to let all the emotions out, you know, and in fact, it's kind of a compliment if I'm able to be emotional in front of people. So I cried. And he responded to this by, first of all, he hugged me for ages, which is the right way to go. You know, if you've got an emotional woman on your hands, give her a hug. That's probably a good place to start, you know, because actually that physical bond is very grounding. And then he said, quote, I have two regrets, one that I made you cry and two that I didn't fuck you when you were crying. And you guys are probably just like horrified. But there was something in that that was like, it was...
It's honest.
Yeah, honest, masculine,
funny,
sex.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
See, unapologetic. And although that might, you might think, oh my God, but like this guy is evil. He's making you cry and then he's talking about having sex with you. So this is where you think that all women are psychos basically and real masochists, but it's actually something in it when a guy can be so upfront with you that he's able to articulate exactly what he's thinking and feeling. You can actually as a woman chill out a bit because we women, we overthink stuff all the time. Like it's like a constant struggle to not overthink. And actually, if you're not sure where a guy is at, or you don't know what he's going on with him, or you know his behavior is all over the shop, actually the woman doesn't feel good in the end. You feel insecure, you don't know what's going on with him. And by the end of that, in fact, what's much more attractive and much easier to deal with is a man who just like is who he is and accepts what he wants. And in fact, if you get a guy like that, I think sometimes, particularly maybe when as a woman you're not so much in the zone for a committed relationship and you want to have fun, if you have somebody who's very transparent, very easy to read, very trustworthy, and very open about who they are and where they are at and what they can offer you, that starts to look like a much more attractive offer than somebody who's maybe trying to woo you or charm you by giving you gifts or by doing things or saying things to please you.
Or by being too secretive.
Yeah, secretive.
Not letting you in.
Mm. And people can be secretive in all kinds of different ways.
It's definitely not attractive.
Can I just say now, at this point, Martina is now playing with my hair. It's because she thinks I have split ends and then it's dry. And it's not. It's fine.
It's fabulous.
It's fabulous hair.
Because I cut it.
So I was going to say, I always going to ask a certain amount of questions on these podcasts. So to begin with, I'm going to ask what I hope is the easy one, which is, can you say something romantic or like a moment of real like, woo, that someone's done for you in the past?
Well, recently was the Valentine's, right? What I really liked was that my boyfriend got up early and went to the florist to get me flowers. I really liked that.
It sounds like you like the fact that he got up early and made the effort to source it rather than the flowers.
It's not about the material gifts. It's about the effort. It's about the time and the energy that a man puts into, you know, pleasing me or making me smile.
Yeah, I agree. I would rather have, rather than like, and we've had this basically this exact discussion, rather than having a guy that has got all the material wealth in the world, I'd rather have somebody who gives me his time. And his focus.
Yeah.
Every single day of the week and his energy. Absolutely. Yeah, completely. That's lovely. Freshly cut flowers. Oh. Okay, another good one for you. Now, have you, over the course of your life and your travels, was there something that you didn't think was possible, you didn't think that you could do, or you didn't think you could achieve, or you didn't think was real or could happen, but that you've discovered that it can happen?
Do you mean... and like love, a relationship with people, or
in anything.
I discovered that magic happens. I discovered that sometimes the impossible is possible if you have faith, if you really believe it. Sometimes if you send a wish to the universe and you don't have a doubt that it's going to happen, it really is going to happen, even if the probability of it happening is really low. So... yeah, I really, truly believe that miracles happen.
Yeah, and you said that really cute story earlier as well, actually, which was about, get this, a girl finds out her guy is cheating on her with a girl in LA, contacts the girl in LA's boyfriend, yes, they are having an affair, and then ends up getting together with him. Isn't that crazy?
They've been happy forever and after.
And I think sometimes about that, and I know we're going to sound like this is a bit of a female thing to say, but it's about following your heart. But it is, like, sometimes you don't need to have the best amount of conscious real rationalization to do things. You just do it because it feels right. And this is also to remember as well when you're speaking to women, you know, not all of your conversation or everything that you say has to make the best logical sense. It doesn't. Like, it's an often the decision to be with a man sexually or romantically or to date him or go on an adventure with him. It's not like you sit there and you go, oh, well, should I do this? Can I get the time off work? You're like, screw it, I'm going because I like him. You know, it's like there's a romantic spirit in there. And actually, I think you need to always focus on creating enough desire, not the right logistical set of circumstances. This is a key error that people make. It's like if someone doesn't want to see you, it's not because they really are too busy at work or their schedule really is overwhelmingly crazy. Most of the time it's because there isn't enough desire. Like, I've crossed oceans and will continue to cross oceans in the name of like seeing people that I like.
Absolutely.
You know, okay, there you go. So there's two women here who've crossed oceans at their own expense in order to see a guy that they liked, you know? So if she's telling you that she can't hang out this week because her work schedule's really stacked or like her friend's having a breakup, bullshit.
She's not interested.
She's not interested. So work on making her more interested and make her desire you more rather than try and make the circumstances right for her to see you, if you know what I mean. Okay. Do you have, and maybe this is something you've already talked about a bit already, a life hack, which is a tip for kind of like how to get through life on a, you know, and like keep in a positive mindset and keep winning?
Just be in the moment. Don't overanalyze things.
That's what you're always telling me, right?
I say follow your heart. It's always worked for me. Sometimes just take risks, you know, and just don't overthink things.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the time that fear and unhappiness isn't something that we're experiencing today. It's worry about a future which basically may or may not happen. Like, who knows what's going to happen? And I find it, because I'm a planner, I'm organized. Like, if I am
the opposite.
Right, I know you're the opposite.
I just go out there and play, take absolutely spontaneous decisions, buy tickets to go on holidays. I am definitely the opposite.
Yeah, and I think because I am like, oh, but I need to fit it into my schedule. But what about? And then, you know, if I could write down my whole life plan and like put it in an Excel document, I probably would do it. Like, I'm that person. And actually, I think sometimes if you are that person as well, you have to sometimes go, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, there are so many options open, which is true to all moments. There are so many options open here. Who really knows? And you just have to do what pleases you, what feels good in the moment, and follow your nose sometimes.
And just have faith. Just believe that things will figure themselves out, and they always will.
Yeah, and they always do, mystically, yeah, somehow. And last question, do you have a love hack, which is something that guys can do particularly, because we're speaking to the dudes today, something they can do to improve their success with women, improve their confidence, improve their sexual performance, good dates they could take people on, a way of approaching women that's better?
Just love yourselves. Don't take yourselves too seriously. Enjoy life, go out there and play, be confident, and just have fun with yourself. That's what I would say.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to that experience of confidence, I know that lots of guys were like, well, how do you become confident? Well, you know what you become, one of the many ways you become more confident, because confidence is funny. It's like you have it sometimes, then it slips through your fingers, and you might be really confident at work, but really not confident when it comes to women. You become more confident. Confidence is in a part competence. So it's something you're used to doing and used to doing every day. So I would suggest, if you don't feel 100% secure with women yet, which is cool, I think that the right step forward is just to do a little daily practice that will start to take on an element of risk and stretch your comfort zone slightly. That could be you just say hello to one woman a day. It could be that you send an initiating message on Tinder. It could be that you, contact that woman who you used to work with on Facebook. Like, do something that's like bold, you know, and try and do it as a religion and as a part of your life. Because really, if you want to get good at love, and I mean the real love, it's literally, it's like you have to not worry about what other people are thinking, not worry about if someone's going to like you or accept you or not. You've got to go, you know what, this is what I am going to do. With that guy that I most recently crossed the ocean with for, all he did was send me a message that said, meet me for coffee tomorrow. And mystically, I turned up.
So you had to.
Yeah, I had to. There we go.
It was an order.
It was an order. And so I went. So there you go. If you have faith in your own kind of like version of reality and you're able to phrase things strongly, that'll always work out for you. So to tame a siren, let's just recap. Say what's right for you. Say, meet me for coffee tomorrow. You know, don't seek approval. Just do your own thing. Also, understand that, you know, you need that spark and that connection with a woman. And if you have that and you have a personal connection and means to understand her, she'll always respect you. People respect and trust people that are authentic and honest. Authenticity is about consistent behavior. It's about building trust. This means that there's not a disconnect between your actions and the words that you're saying. It's also about being unapologetic. A siren loves the strength that a guy can bring to her. So that can mean that when she's questioning you or she's uncertain, just don't apologize. Say it pragmatically, saying, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. Or here's why I've chosen to do this. Because. And the more transparent, unapologetic, and straightforward you are, that will actually balance off her spontaneity and the fact that she wants to run and play and be in her heart space and doing all that kind of thing. So validate yourself, be certain within yourself, be unapologetic. And this is one of the key components to creating more attraction and more seduction in your life. So anyway, I will be back next week with another Attraction HQ podcast. In the meantime, if you want to send me any questions or comments, you can find me on Twitter at Hayley Quinn, which is HayleyQuinn, on Instagram at Hayley Quinn X with the annoying X on the end. I'm also on YouTube, and you can head over to HayleyQuinn.com where I offer personal coaching and a range of different courses and stuff there too. And of course, thank you for listening. I really appreciate every listen that happens. So with much gratitude, I will see you again. Well, not see you again, but kind of. I'll speak to you again next week. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.